Unity, we believe that prayer and meditation is the cornerstone of our existence and our way to go deeper. And I invite you now to close your eyes if you're willing and just relax into your seat. Begin a steady breath to allow spirit to continue to move and a willingness to go deeper, a willingness to receive any answers to anything that may be on your heart today, perhaps something that you are struggling with. We are going to meditate and pray that an answer may come to you, because you are the beneficiary of everything that has ever been done on behalf of the goodness of God. Just be willing to relax and be this morning. Be willing to let the truth manifest through you. Allow the realization to wash over you that you are a part of the larger experience that is happening in this very moment. You can affirm to yourself, I am part of the larger experience. I am a beneficiary of everything that has ever been thought, said, or done on the behalf of the goodness of God. This is an understanding that we have in that great mosaic of the infinite. Allow the Spirit to light your pathway throughout your time. This spiritual illumination, this gift from God that gives us true illumination into our path. Allowing the wisdom to flow, allowing any struggle that we may face, any challenge that we may face, to just fall away as we step into the divinity that we really are. That oneness that the master teacher spoke of. That oneness that allows us to appreciate the joy, the beauty, the enormity of life lived in consciousness of being one with God. I become a better person today because of this connection with the divine. I become better today, right now. In the silence, begin to allow this goodness to expand your divine experience on this earth, accepting and receiving love that is your divine right. It's with each breath that we breathe in the gratitude of life. It's with each breath that we breathe in love and we exhale love, turning our direction to the prayer box where people have put in their prayers for health and healing. We see them whole. We also surround the families affected by the storm in Canton and beyond. in love and wholeness and healing. See them being lifted up. We are so grateful, God, that even though our human brains can't always understand why things happen as they are, we still know that it's getting back to love. Today's daily word is about being flexible. I embrace change with poise and flexibility. I embrace change with poise and flexibility. Affirm that to yourself. Thank you, God, for this ability and this blessing. Amen and amen. It is such a private decision that I come back to time and time again. Am I willing to do the work to honor my path, to see things as they really are, and to do the work that is mine to do? I paraphrase that quote from Jeff Brown, but I think as you look around today, you see people here that are willing to do some work to not only help you see and hear more, but to allow themselves to hear and see more. So I would say that we heard quite a few things today. Especially want to say thank you to Carla Edwards for leading this choir and this group. And to all of you, yes, to all of you, I walked by in the hallway during the week, and I kept thinking there was a DVD playing in the hall somewhere. I was like, wow, we got this new cool speaker somewhere. But you walk by the Myrtle room, and you would hear them in there practicing. So thank you for your dedication. Thank you to each of you who worked so hard for today, and Miss Rahm. You with your girls up here, yes. I've never quite seen, and you said you've never quite seen the pole tip that much. I thought you trained them to be stunt kids. I love the way they recovered. There's a lesson in that. That will preach. And thank you to all of you. I mean, so many people. Erica, I've never seen you move so fast when the pole was about to. And our sound gods up there and our camera crew and just all the efforts, the band. I just sit in amazement at what we are able to accomplish. And I got to say, a year ago, I never quite imagined that May Day would look quite like this. It's even beyond my expectations. And if you're brand new, some people are in on that. They know that a year ago I joined, and we've been doing this together now for a year. Even though we're not officially cutting the cake till next Sunday on my 1 year, it is an honor to bring in I think Lynn Dowler calls it the Magnificent May in this way. And today we're going to look at, what are we looking at? Look at what are we looking at? What are we seeing? What are we hearing? You never know what you're going to see at Unity of Dallas. We believe in having fun and keeping it an adventure. But more than that, we believe that what is mostly important to see is what is going on here. What is going on within? What is the love that we are feeling? What are we waking up to each day? Rumi talks about that the breeze at dawn has secrets to tell. Isn't that great? When you wake up each morning, the breeze at dawn has secrets to tell. Wake up. Don't go back to sleep, is what Rumi is saying. So what secrets do you have in your heart that are just waiting to really burst out? to be a higher expression, divine expression of who you really are. So that's one of the things we're going to ask ourselves today. And to kick that off, I have to share this with you. This journal this journal and other journals, and I would say thousands of letters, were given to Cheryl Overman. And after your friend, 93 years old, she transitioned recently, but she left these really for you to look through. And I know we had a great discussion about things that you didn't know everything about her, apparently, but she was an amazing woman, Laverne. And she started writing a journal, from what I can tell, when she was 12 years old, maybe even before that. And she wrote letters and letters and letters, the lost art of writing pencil to paper type letters. This journal is from 1937, 1938, but then she picks up, well, at least I picked up this letter from 1942. Now, to give you a little backstory, she met her later to be husband named Jack, right? Jack, when they were in third grade. So let me repeat that. She met her future husband in third grade. Isn't that, did anybody else meet your future husband in third grade? And apparently she saw and heard things that made her heart say, I'm going to marry that man someday. Be careful what you wish for. In her case, it worked out quite well. They lived into their 90s together. So when she was about 18 years old, she wrote this letter right here in 1942, during the war. And I'm going to read it to you. Tuesday, August 25th, 1942. Dear Jack. Hi, darling. 18 years old, okay. Boy, you have got an anxious and excited future wife. Spoke it into existence right there. I just can't wait to leave. Violet and I went downtown today. I drew all my money out of my bank. What I'm not using now, I'm going to give to Mother. She's going to put it in her checking account. Then whenever I need it, she will just write me a check. Isn't that beautiful? Anytime you need it, source is there, right? Mother is buying me a suit. Now, she was a fashionista because she's always talking about clothes in her journal. I went and bought it today. Gee, is it ever darling. That on camera. I'm just crazy about it. It is chocolate brown and has a long fitted jacket. Have you ever been that excited about a chocolate brown suit yourself? Probably not. Coming from Hawaii, probably not. Okay. The shirt has three pleats in front. I mean, she goes on and on and on describing this for like two points. Let me pick it back up. Boy, it really fits too. I can't get fat now. Because I have to wear that suit for a long, long time. And she always closes with more darlings, and I'll see you in 12 days. Honestly, I can hardly wait. Write soon, sweetness. Did they talk like this back then? You're forever and ever Laverne. And she put a lot of X's there. And all of her letters are so full of anticipation. And I was going to wait till like Valentine's Day to read this, but I couldn't wait that long to read it, because in all of her writings and in all of her journals, there's just such love there that somehow she was able to tap into Jesus's primary commandment when he said, Jesus is once asked, what is the greatest commandment? He responds, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, love. The Lord your God with love your God with all your heart and mind, soul, and strength. So, Lord our God is one, love. God is love. So this is the first and greatest commandment. The second is love your neighbor as yourself. And that's from the Gospel of Mark. So for Jesus, the unifying principle of life is love. The unifying principle of life is love. So the Beatles did get it right. Does metaphysicians, anybody here like the Beatles? Yeah. But when I see many of you, when I see you, and when I see a letter, 1,000 of them, from someone named Laverne, it just excites me about that neutralizing force in our universe that is love. And it reminds me that, oh yes, Jesus knew what he was talking about right there. Absolutely. So here he says, see, you'll find out, that's kind of a key word today, see, what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know God. So can't you imagine him there with his disciples going, how come people can't quite understand what you're trying to say? It is like that commercial, can you hear me now? But can you see me now? Can you truly see me now? Can you truly see each other now? Can you truly see the people in your life that are knocking over the maypole of your happiness, or at least you believe that they are? Can you truly see the divinity in them? Can you truly see the truth of the divine expansion? That's what we're talking about this year, is expansion. And, you know, the Divine Sisters, by the way, did make it back from their retreat today. Yeah. I know there were, I got many, many pictures, so it was very tricky to figure out which pictures to show later today. But this was a banner you guys were working on, and it was a work in progress right here, right? But this idea, and I could tell from talking to you and seeing the pictures that there was quite a bit of divine expansion going on. I like this quote, or this book actually is a book that I've been reading about, Ascending with Both Feet on the Ground by Jeff Brown. Is Carol Troxell here today? Carol Troxell gave me some of her favorite quotes out of this book. It's unfortunate she's not here, because I'm sure she thought I forgot about them because she gave them to me in November. I have a way of getting around to things. But changing the migratory direction of your soul is a lifelong process. And it gets back to, are you willing to do the work, though? And it's also a lifelong process that we find ourselves in, traveling the longest journey, which is what I talked about a year ago. The longest journey is the distance of what? Of 18 inches from here to here. No matter where you travel in the world, no matter where you go, no matter how many great vacations. I know we have a lot of people out vacationing this month. But it's, and Rudy made it back from his sailing around the world. Thank you. But isn't this? This is the longest journey that we take. That's why unity is founded on the idea of education. It's founded on the idea of education, not just so that we can change our thoughts here and change our mind here and to evolve in our understanding, but it's also so that we may open our hearts more and to feel and be the truth. So it's not just an intellectual exercise that unity is about. And so Jesus goes on to say here, but if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. So this gets back to the oneness. And of course in Luke, he expands on this in the Gospel of Luke. He says, and they, meaning us, are, we are in them and they are in us. So it speaks to oneness. But it also speaks to the fact that no matter what miracles you do, apparently no matter what miracles Jesus did, there are the non-believers that they don't quite understand what they're seeing or hearing. So he tells his disciple, say, you need to understand this. And that's why he speaks about prayer so often, because that is the only way to truly understand, is through our prayer life. So also, how do we transform into this place where we're living from this divinity more, from this love? How do we How do we get there? I want to give you some practical steps today. Something to think about. Unity is practical spirituality. So I want to show you some steps that may get you moving in the right direction and help your own divine expansion. So the first one is nothing bad is actually happening. Now, I know that it may feel like that sometimes. I spoke about me planning a memorial, doing a memorial last weekend. And so when I was planning that, I can say it wasn't fun. But yet underneath that, I realized in the greater scheme of things that I could tell myself nothing bad is actually happening here. So maybe there's a challenge that you have that you're struggling with. What if you were to say, this could ultimately be fun? Begin to reframe your thoughts in your head. This might actually be fun. Maybe if it's, you're going to have to do something that you really don't want to do, if you're having to still get your taxes done. Maybe you procrastinated a little bit on that. Maybe the fix would actually be much simpler if you're trying to drag yourself to the gym. Maybe there's an easier way, but if we are struggling, if we're having a very hard time with it, then we will never make it quite to our graduation in the spiritual grad school, as Ellen Davenport calls it. In her work, she talked about a fact that she said that a minister friend of hers said that all my lessons are easy and fun. So that was a reminder to me to make sure that each lesson, each talk, each preparation I'm doing, it's easy and fun. Because why? Because of the oneness, my connection with the divine. So all of a sudden, if I'm having this big struggle with something in my life, then I've got to return back to that understanding, back to the basics. And I can do that by these simple steps and repeating this phrase to ground myself in the spiritual belief that the universe is benevolent. The universe is not against me, so nothing bad is happening. So let's repeat that together. Nothing bad is happening. So if you're not feeling good, if it does feel like it's a struggle no matter what, then perhaps identify it. Name it. The invitation is to name exactly what it is that's happening. You might say, well, this is challenging right now. This is challenging, or this doesn't feel good, or maybe your relationship that you had all these expectations for, perhaps you have discovered that you're not going to be with that person when you're 93. So you can begin to reframe that and say, yes, okay, well, this is heartbreaking, but nothing bad is happening. So you've named it. So the third thing is, what are you called to be? What is the invitation here? To go in your next step, in your next journey of what you're seeing and hearing, what is the invitation for you to become? And can you commit yourself to being a person of increase? Even in these difficult, challenging situations, even when you're not feeling quite as close and connected to God, perhaps you're having a little more trouble than usual meditating, you can just stop, take deep breaths like we did in the meditation, and just listen. And maybe ask the question, how can I make this a little bit more about me in this moment? And what that means is how can I become more of me in this moment? How can I become a person of increase? As opposed to hiding away, hiding under a bushel, not being in the light, being maybe a little too covert out there. You'll find out while I'm smiling at Louise pretty soon. Like I said, a year ago when I got here, I wanted to join you and to make clear that Unity is an educational movement. So one of the big goals of mine was to launch SCE Weeks because it's hard to put into words exactly. But if you attend a class or two or three or four or five of these in 1 week, the shift begins to happen. You're able to plug in to the ideas that I've been talking about today. You're able to do the work. It's like spiritual boot camp a little bit. You begin to see and feel things a little bit differently. So one of my goals also a year ago was to make a video about it. And then I met up with my new friends, Melody, Brooke, and Mike back there on camera with the Indiana Jones hat today. And this past week, we did a little bit of a what is called in film craft, a documentary short. Okay, and it is short, it's just a few minutes long, but I just wanted to capture on video. We have to tweak it. There is one little scene after the credits, so don't clap until after the scenes after the credits, where Don Drake, you look like you're in one of those Asian movies where, back in the day where they would talk, the Bruce Lee movies, and the lips are off a little bit. Well, that's because we're only, that's only because we're on the second cut of this, so we got some tweaking to do on it, but it's a good video. But I do want to see you see what some of these folks have to say. Can we dim the lights a little? Thank you.